From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. British authorities said an 18-year-old man was arrested in the port area of Dover Saturday in connection with a bomb detonated Friday in a London subway. Scotland Yard's senior national co-coordinator for counterterrorism policing, Neil Basu, said the arrest took place at approximately 7:50 a.m.
He was arrested on suspicion of being concerned in the commission, preparation, or instigation of acts of terrorism. He's now been transferred to custody at a police station in London.
He also said the threat level remains at critical for the time being, but is under constant review. Authorities have identified 121 witnesses and have spoken to 100 already. Congolese security forces killed at least 36 Burundian refugees and injured more than 100 others during confrontations Friday over plans to return some of the refugees to their home country. One refugee recounts the event.
We were informed that the leaders around here wouldn't let them stay here or even get into the camp, as the only option was to go back to Burundi, where we're afraid we could be killed.
Soldiers and police opened fire as the refugees tried to free some of their compatriots in Kamanyola, a town in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo near the Burundi border. An official with the Ministry of Interior and Security said the troops attempted to disperse the refugees by firing in the air, but were overwhelmed when the group began throwing stones. The Bangladesh government plans to construct a large camp to house some of the 400,000 Rohingya Muslims who have poured into Myanmar. The 14,000 shelters will be built over the next 10 days. This is VOA News.